JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello, and thanks for your company on another journey, Roundabout JA. Today, we're going to be passing through the Airy Castle community and we'll find out about recent developments in the area. Then later, our final stop as we focus on memory of back in the days. Stay tuned. A 16-unit computer center complete with full internet access has been established in the community of Airy Castle in rural St. Thomas. The facility, set up through the Universal Service Fund, USF, at a cost of $3.8 million, will provide easier access to internet service for residents and enable students to carry out research for schoolwork. It will make a difference in the lives of residents, several of whom had to travel as far as Morant Bay to access internet service. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, who spoke at the recent opening of the computer center, said the government is ensuring that all Jamaicans have access to information technology.
We are making sure that our people have the latest in technology. We are making sure that our youngsters, our seniors, that everybody is a part of this information age, this information society. And it excites me because I know that this is going to lead to a better Jamaica, a better society, a better country.
Minister Paulwell says the center will operate as a community access point with full Wi-Fi capabilities. The Airy Castle facility comprises 16 computers, a server, local area network, printers, furniture, projection equipment, power support, air conditioning, and Wi-Fi.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department, the nation's treasury, invites you to Pensioners Day on the lawns of Devon House, November 21. Come and add to knowledge about the modernization of government pension directly from the experts. Get information regarding your health from Sachikran NHF, financial advice from NCB JNBS. Visit other booths such as NIS, Fidelity Motors, Salada Foods, Perishable Limited, Pensioners Association, and much more. Yours truly, Jenny Jenny, will be there. Call 922-832-027 for more information. The Accountant General's Department, improving nonstop.
We will not achieve developed country status overnight. The change will be gradual. The achievement of Vision 2030 requires leadership, partnership, national will and commitment for transformation, and a passionate desire to achieve greatness. Play your part today. Our community notice for today. In celebration of the Press Association of Jamaica's annual Journalism Week, the Department of Communication Studies at Northern Caribbean University, NCU, will host a journalism workshop Wednesday, November 26, starting at 8 a.m. This will be at NCU's main campus in Mandeville. Now, our final stop for today, a glimpse of Jamaica.
I remember the American apples, I remember the box lunches, and I remember the sky juice. The American apples, I would get that from Sovereign Supermarket, one of the few places that sold American apples at that time, probably about 10, 15 years ago, and they were very expensive. The box lunches, not like the styrofoam containers we have today, but these were like cardstock box lunches. I'm sure we all remember those. I used to have food there, you know, after school. And I remember the sky juice. You could get that at the National Stadium. Juice that came in bags, and you would have to use a straw. And I remember so much more.
Sharing your glimpse of Jamaica is easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. 2, include your name and contact number. Or 3, give us a call at 926-359024. That's it for today's journey. Join us again on this station on weekdays for another edition of Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer. And until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.